Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Obsidian Achievement. This is your host, Michael Russin, with another episode of Two Times Thursday special, because I love every time I publish an episode, I feel like the hornet's nest gets a little bit more agitated, and I love that. I love it. So I'm just going to crank an obscene amount of content out over the next couple of weeks. I just got done with Muay Thai. You know, it's funny, man. I almost didn't go this morning because my knee was bothering me. So, like, I could barely bend my knee. I'm like, dude, I should rest my knee. I should blah, blah, blah. But anyway, so I go and we spart the whole time. So about 45 minutes of sparring. That's it. And my knee feels 1,000 times better. I'm so glad I went. Every single time I've wanted to not do something and then I do it, I feel incredible after. Your mind is like a muscle, and you condition it. It's like a wild animal to be tamed, and many people's minds are wild animals, completely untamed. They give in to whatever their mind tells them to do. And your mind is always going to seek the easiest way out. It's always going to seek. Like this morning, I got up and there was snow on the ground. Here we are at the end of March, and I wake up, and this is, you know, after I was up with little girl Ellie from two. We did shifts. So my wife started the night and I finished the night. I was up from 2 to 6 with my daughter on and off. And I woke up this morning around 7. I fell asleep around 6, got another hour. So I probably got about 6 hours last night. I cannot complain. And I look outside and there's snow. I'm like, damn. So I'm already a little bit behind. I woke up late, you know. I should probably just skip the cold plunge this morning. Nah, went out and did it. Got in the shower, came out, sat down, made the kids and my wife breakfast. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, I should call Miles and tell him. Like, my knee's killing me. I'm not feeling too sharp this morning. And then he texts me and says, hey, the fire department's here. He's in the same building as a Tractor Supply. Fire department's here. Hold off on coming for a second. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is a prayer answer. And then he texts me 10 minutes later. He's like, hey, we're good. If you want to come now, come now. And I was almost like, I won't get there till 9. We usually start at 8:30. You know, I might as well. Nope, I went and I got it done. And I'm going to tell you something right now. I feel amazing. Now, had I sat at home and not done my cold plunge, I'd be doing right now? I'd be laying in bed scrolling on Instagram or TikTok. I have no doubt. That's what I'd be doing. I'm no different than anybody else. All these guys that you see that are out here and they're pretending like they're superhumans are, lady, what are you doing? Bro, it ain't gonna. Woo! People can't drive in Maine. This is the song about people not driving in Maine. These people are retarded in Maine because they're liberals along the coast. Please stomp on your gas and move. Okay, I got that out of my system. So I'm no different than anybody else. I'd be laying in bed on my fat ass right now, my fat sloppy jalopy, scrolling on TikTok or Instagram. No doubt. Lazy. But I got up. Knee pain, back pain, no sleep. I got some sleep. But up from since 2 a.m. practically with the screaming, grunty baby. Grunty, farty, burpy, poopy baby. And here I am. Gonna have a great day. Gonna have a productive day. Already got 2 business meetings set up for later. Got a dinner all scheduled for next week for first line defense. We're on a freaking roll. And it's because I chose to do the hard, dude, I stink. It's because I chose to do the hard things. And Miles and I went at it today. Our second, so we start off with one guy or one strike or one combination each. I throw combo, he throws combo, I throw combo. Then we did just boxing. Did 3 rounds of boxing, and the 3rd round, we were banging. Probably the hardest tempo, highest tempo match him and I have had. And then we went to, three or four more rounds of Muay Thai, full kickboxing with knees. And I don't remember where I was going with that, but I feel great. You know, it's always, you've got to lean into the shit that you don't want to do. You have to. I say this so often to you guys because you're not, there's no point in me talking to you about anything else unless you start to grasp and execute and do the things that you don't want to do. That's what separates the 99% from the 1%. It is not, and I'm not talking about like, oh, I have to go to work, so I got up and went to work. Oh, I'm talking about the things that you could get out of. You can't get out of going to work. You know what I mean? I'm talking about going to the gym, doing a cold plunge, going to Muay Thai, going to wrestling, going to jiu-jitsu, going to dance class, going to gymnastics, reading the book instead of watching the TV, spending time with your kids instead of scrolling on your phone. All of these things. Investing the dollar instead of spending it. All of these things. Like my wife and I were talking about this the other day. I have horrible impulse control. This is why I can't really drink. It's why I certainly cannot touch anything extracurricular. I can't do much because I know myself. I have very low impulse control. If I have one beer, I'm going to have 15. It's just how it goes. I take everything to the max. And the way that I control impulses is by setting my life up in a way to where I'm getting that urge out by doing things that are healthy and productive. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm doing things that are healthy and productive. That's how I'm getting it all out. Everybody's impulsive. Some are more impulsive than others. If you're a high performer and you're high anxiety, you're probably going to have very low impulse control, which means that you have to control your mind. It means you have to tame your brain by doing things that it doesn't want to do. By doing things that it doesn't want to do, that conditions your mind to be more controllable. Everything begins and ends in your mind. Everything. And the more control you have over your mind, the more control you're going to have over every other aspect of your life. All of it. You're going to have control over all of it. But many people have no control over anything in their lives, and they think it's all these external circumstances. But really, at the end of the day, the reason why you don't have any control over anything in your life is because you don't have control over yourself. I control everything in my life. My days go exactly the way I want. It's very rare now that I have to do anything for somebody else that I don't want to do. I don't have to clock into a job. I don't have to do all. And I'm not saying this, look at me. I'm saying it because for years, I did things that I did not want to do. I did not want to wake up and make cold calls for life insurance sales. I didn't want to sit in a car for 12 hours and then sit in piss-stained, cigarettes-reeking houses selling life insurance in the middle of West Virginia. I didn't want to do these things. I didn't want to save what everybody else was spending. I didn't want to build businesses from scratch and just literally like just tossing a coin in the well and hoping it works out. I've done that so many times. Things that most people wouldn't and can't do, I've been doing now forever. So as a result of that, I get to pick and choose what I do and don't do. I don't have to. See, I get to select my suffering. Most people just live their entire life. It's just sufferings imposed on them all day, every single day. That's why they just can't wait for the weekend. Oh my goodness, the weekend, my release. I get to go drinking with my buddies. I get to go golfing. I get to do this. I get to do that. Oh my goodness. The weekend. Weekend warriors. It's because you're completely owned. Because you refuse to do the hard things. And if you just did the hard things for 5 years, your life would never be the same. Now, most people hear that 5 years, they're like, oh my goodness, 5 years. That's how long most of you went to go get a degree that doesn't mean shit. people have no problem spending 4, 5, 6, 10, 12 years in school. I hate to see it, man. I was talking to this lady the other day. She's like 37 years old. She's like, well, I don't know. We're just going to go back to school. I'm like, go back to school for what? What? Dude, put 4 years into literally anything else but that. Get a bachelor's degree in the University of Adversity by building a business from scratch, and you will be ahead of 99% of the population. But you got to do the hard things, man. You got to do the hard things. People just, they just avoid it. They avoid it. And the thing is the more hard things you avoid now, the more hard things you're going to have to deal with later. You think grinding to be rich is hard? Try being broke. You think grinding to be physically fit is hard? Try being fat and sloppy and gross to look at and on 16 medications. You see what I'm saying, man? Do the hard things. All right, I'm home. I'll talk to you guys soon. Peace.